in this morning's psalm. It's Psalm 146, verses 3 through 10. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God, even with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When their breathing stops, they return to the earth, and in a moment, all their plans come to an end. But happy are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the one who made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He is the one who keeps every promise forever and gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts the burdens of those bent beneath their loads. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. O Jerusalem, your God is king in every generation. Praise the Lord. Psalm 146, verses 2 through 10. And this morning's Bible lesson, I'm doing something a little different this morning. Normally I choose a chapter to teach from. This morning, though, we're going to study one verse. We're looking at Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. And it's also on the front page there. This verse is on the front page of your program. Reading from the New Living Translation, starting with verse 14. Later on, after John was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee where he preached the God's good news. The time promised by God has come at last, he announced. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. Now, this is Jesus in the early part of his ministry. Jesus has his lifetime, his physical ministry here on this earth was about three and a half years. The first year and a half, this is what he did. He was just doing this. He was going around saying, the time promised by God has come at last. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. And we're going to study this verse here. There are four things in this verse. First, Jesus proclaims the time promised by God has come at last. Then he says the kingdom of God is near. Then he says repent of your sins and believe the good news. So in that short section there, we have four things that he's discussing. So what I want to do is start with the last one here. It says, and believe the good news. Now, if you look at your King James Version, it might say gospel, because gospel means good news. Let me read first from the Amplified Version. The Amplified Bible, for those of you who don't know, take and they add all the extra meanings of the Greek words that were translated. So, for instance, just use this verse as an example, in verse Mark 1:15, and saying, the appointed period of time is fulfilled, completed, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, have a change of mind which issues in regret for past sins, and in change of conduct for the better, and believe, trust in, rely on, and adhere to the good news, the gospel. Okay, so that's all those extra meanings of the Greek verbs that you don't get when you just get a translation. So what's he saying there? He's telling the people, believe the good news. The good news is the gospel. And what's the gospel? The gospel is that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, lived on this earth, ministered, healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, was arrested, scourged, crucified, and died for our sins, and then raised from the dead to sit at the right hand of the Father forever so that we too might have eternal life. That's the good news. And this is what Jesus is proclaiming. And that's the first thing we as believers need to do. It's first we believe. It is our belief in that, in the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is our salvation. And then when you believe, then the next thing is to repent. Because there's no repentance before belief. First you must believe, and then repentance comes about. Now let's look again at the definitions of repent. That to have a change of mind which issues in regret for past sins, and in change of conduct for the better. The word repent in Greek literally means to turn from, to turn away from. It's like the military command about faith. When you repent, you're literally turning from sin and turning to God. You're turning away from that which you have been doing, and instead turning to that which you know you should be doing, and to God's will in your life. So that's what Jesus says there. Believe the gospel and repent of the wrong things that you are doing. And repentance can take many forms. Of course, you know, we all are sinners. All of us are born sinners. Even our best moments are still dark in sin. Even our most shining accomplishments are as moon cast shadows to God, because we are depraved sinners by nature. We aren't sinners because we sin. We sin because we're sinners. We're born that way. That's what we do. And we do that unrepentantly until we believe the gospel and turn from that way of life and that sin, and instead turn to God. What does he say right before that? The kingdom of God is near. In the translated amplified version, it says the kingdom of God is at hand. In the Greek, this translates as in reaching distance. You know, the kingdom of God was just as so close that it could be reached. And you say, well, what is the kingdom of God? Well, who is the king but Jesus Christ? And where is the king except in his kingdom? And he's saying, the kingdom of God is here. It's near. It's within reach. I get a visual image when I look at that of being able to just reach out and touch Christ. So the kingdom of God is just that close. It's at hand. It's within reach. And our salvation is the same. It's right there. All we have to do is reach and take it. We just have to ask for it. We just have to believe. It's within reach. But if we don't do that, then we're lost. It's like Proverbs says, the lazy will starve rather than reach for food to put in their mouth. So they're too lazy to feed themselves. And it's the same with the unrepentant sinner who's too lazy to reach for that salvation that is right there, right at hand. And then, right before that, what is he saying? He says, the time promised by God has come at last. In other words, the time is there. Up until then, it wasn't time. After that, it wasn't time. The time was there at last. Now, time is very important. Good morning, brother.
Hello.
Good. Come on in. Have a seat. Good morning, sister. All right, good. Y'all come on in. Have a seat. We're just going to get you some programs. So the time promised by God has come at last. Now, timing is very important. You know, if you've ever tried to get a car to run, you know, it doesn't matter how good the oil is and the gasoline and the engine and everything, if that timing's off, it might crank, but it's not going to run. Not very well. And things happen in time. Like we were looking at these lilies that we have growing out here. They bloom once a year. You know, the whole rest of the year, they're just green plants and then dead stalks. By the end of the winter, there's nothing but dead stalks there. But then the spring comes and they turn green and they start growing, and then at the right time, they burst forth into these beautiful lilies. And for that short time, that's what they are. It's like our pregnant sister Jennifer here. You know, the time is going to come when that baby's coming out. It's not crying yet. She wishes it was crying. It's not crying yet. But when God's appointed time is there, that baby is coming out. It's the thing, and it says the time promised by God has come at last. That was the time. That was when Jesus was there and saying, this is it. And we have to realize this in our everyday lives. We have to start taking the time that we have right here, right now. It's time that we start, stop playing church, get real about our faith, stop dressing up and messing up and calling it religion.
Amen.
Because the religious people, think about this, were the ones who crucified our Lord. Those people, they were in the temple every time the doors were open. They had all the high seats, all the high positions. And the first chance they get, they nail Christ to the cross. So being religious isn't the thing to be. The thing to be is have that personal relationship with God that comes through what we've just discussed in this one Bible verse here. Believe the good news. Repent of your sins. Reach for that kingdom of God that is near, for the time promised by God has come at last. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this reading of your word and for its message to us today. May it have touched our hearts. May it remind us throughout the week to reach out to those who are lost. Reach out to those who need you in their lives, Lord. May we be a shining beacon to you. And may we remember that every day can be a new birthday for someone. And may we be your instrument in making that day a new birthday for that person. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.